Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
If you was gonna do the intro, you could have did it way better than that shit. Hey, No Jumper, the coolest podcast in the world, and we back again. It's the brick, not the trick, and this is No Statements, episode 6, man. We got YBG, we got Jayla. It's the baddie, you know, the baddie baddie. Maybe the baddest. I seen somebody online call you the baddest baddie.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Why is it crazy?
Because niggas was talking about dirty jackets, so I'm like,
you know, he different in person.
Nah, but yeah, how was y'all week this week, YBG?
To be honest, it was like a little shaky from the last episode. There was a situation that transpired that, you know, led me and had me into all kind of drama in the hood, like on some hood shit, hood politics shit. So
I think both of us.
Yeah, but for sure. So I'm gonna address that so I can speak my piece. You feel me? And I'm gonna speak for myself, and I'm gonna speak like for the hood and everybody that was tapping in. I'm gonna speak for speak for them too. What about you, Jada? How was your week?
I thought you was gonna get into it.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Actually, I had a really good week. I'm not even gonna hold you. Once the situation occurred, you know, as soon as I left here, like, I'm very active on Twitter. My Twitter was going crazy. Like, it's been still going crazy since then. Like, I haven't really tried to give it too much, you know, energy on Instagram because I feel like it's just a different platform. And everything doesn't have to be on every single platform. And so it was crazy on Twitter. I'm gonna just let the craziness stay there. But just on a personal level, this last week, you know, since y'all seen me, has been actually really, really great. A lot of great things are happening for my company. We're expanding rapidly and things are just really going in my favor. So
I'm great
blessed
promo.
I'm blessed and highly favored. My week was great.
Hey,
that's what's up.
That was great promo up for the letter, bitch. That's
what it was. Among other things, yes.
Yeah, that's why I said I know they came and tapped in with your site. That was even though it was negative, but you know, they say all promo is good promo.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, ladies, go ahead and get y'all Letterman jackets, and y'all go tap in on
with
Jayla's
normal
website.
Culture.
Normal culture.
Yes, and we have jackets for men too.
That's
the
what
jackets come are for men and women, and they go to
fire.
A size 4X.
Yeah. Oh, that's fire! So
I need one of those with that N on there, man. You already know.
And then like I'm open to doing customs, like different colorways, or if you just want a custom jacket for anybody out there. I'm actually just designed. Like, remember the very first episode I came, I was telling you, I just designed a jacket for someone that won a Grammy. Somebody else hit me up and got me to do it for them. Once I give them the jacket, then I'll, like, tell y'all all about it. But, yeah, like, I've designed custom jackets for different people's brands, for them personally. I did one for this kid in D.C. He's in high school, but he plays, like, sports and stuff like that. So his dad got me to make him a jacket. But I make a lot of custom jackets outside of what I do for my brand. So tap in with me for sure.
For sure.
Can definitely get it done.
Yeah. You'll see me busting a custom. You already know.
Yeah, well, so let me get into it. I know Brick got a chance to, speak on it on the No Jumper show with Adam and DW Flame. Can we pull that clip up with Smack talking about it? So basically what happened right here, I was going into another topic. And as I was going to another topic, DW Flame whispered over to Brick and asked Brick for a cigarette. And not the regular way. He didn't ask him a normal way. He didn't use the term cigarette. He used a term that's pretty much disrespectful to me and Brick's culture. You feel me? You feel what I'm saying? So, by that alone, DW Flame, by you being a guest, and I wish you was here right now, on the show, like on the show, by you being the guest on the show.
On the way, right?
You feel me? Oh, you on his way? Perfect. So I'll be able to chop it up with you right here in your face. But I just want to be able to speak my piece for the hood and pretty much speak up, you know, for myself. First and foremost, when they were talking, I never
You didn't even
heard,
hear it.
Yeah, I never heard.
What the fuck happened?
I barely heard that shit.
Yeah, I never heard anything they said. Mind you, when the clip was sent to me, I had to put my phone to the ear and still almost didn't hear it. You feel what I'm saying? So that goes along to tell you, like, you know what I'm saying? If y'all analyzed it and really looked at it, y'all would have known that I did not hear that. Because if I did, I would have definitely reacted and would have definitely handled it, you know, at the front door. You feel me? So with that being said,
First and foremost, hold on. I ain't trying to. Go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
I don't tolerate no disrespect, like, at all, because I hold a high regard and have respect from the front door. You feel me? So I felt like that since the clip was pulled up and it was brought up, first and foremost, it was exposed by one of ours, supposedly. And they on his ass right now on the live, like I'm talking about as we speak, on his ass
hood, bro.
Right now.
It was actually exposed by Spider-Luck on accident.
Yeah, well, right, type shit.
But the way that they emphasized it was, it was a nigga from East Coast first, then it was the bitch ass nigga 600.
See, but okay, for my point right there, Spider-Luck was looking at it from the standpoint that I was going into telling Mikey or Josh to pull up the Spider-Luck incident.
And you were in the middle of saying that we going over too many hood topics and you don't understand. That was right when you was like, let's pull up something else because I don't understand what y'all saying.
Exactly. Right. So we never, so Spider-Luck.
So this is just to tell you around what part of the show this incident happened.
Okay.
Yeah. But it wasn't no big deal. I'm going to go ahead. Yeah. I'm going to let him finish.
Yeah, so Spider-Luck, he put the clip out and I guess that wasn't his intention because I don't even think he caught that. So somebody else picked the clip up and then it was put out and it was exposed. You get what I'm saying? So my thing is when it comes to hood politics, first and foremost, don't nobody want to talk about hood politics on the internet. We on the internet space, gang. Keep hood politics in the hood. First and foremost, if you're a hoodster and you got an issue with any hoodster, it should happen in the hood. Hoodster, you feel me? So let's be real. Like all the internet shit, leave it for the internet. I'm in the internet space, bro. And the last thing I want to talk about is some gang shit, gang. It's some gang shit because that's not what I'm trying to show. That's not the image that I'm trying to, you know, put out there. But at the same time, that's where I'm from, bro. And I'm loyal to the soil. So at the end of the day, the disrespect that happened, I do not tolerate it. I felt even more disrespected because it happened right here with me and Brick right here. And, you know, I guess the apology happened with Brick. And that's a misunderstanding, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, DW Flame is one of our boys. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to speak for myself. Myself, I have family from Long Beach. I grew up in Long Beach. I have families from 20s. I have families from Insane. I understand the lingo. I understand who they hang out with. I understand all that shit, right? So with that being understood, some people from the hood think like, all right, oh, he was saying it on, oh, he said it on purpose, or he was trying to play with the homie. I know nobody,
you ain't never met a nigga that play with me, cuz. Right. You niggas ain't never played with
so,
me. The dead, homies.
I know the dynamic of the relationship. I know the dynamic of the relationship. I know the dynamic of me and Flame relationship. Flame and I, we been through a situation like that, and we nipped it in the bud, and, you know, we grew from that situation. So from him being my boy, you know, I know how to handle that accordingly. But from the outside and the viewers and people that don't know him and understand what's going on, it's kind of a jab to all the hustlers because it's like, damn, you say that, but don't nobody, like, out there, nobody's pushing the end card out there. You get what I'm saying? So how is that even in your vocabulary? You get what I'm saying? So, but now going to what I know and what I understand, they do the old blank because of the rolling 20s. They do baseball games and they hang out and so that lingo it transpired.
You ain't never heard the Hussein before?
You feel me? Yeah, for sure. But at the end of the day, no, I do not tolerate that shit, especially for it happening on this platform. We want to hold a high regard to one another and show nothing but respect. If you go back and look at the episode that DW Flame came on for the first time, Brick cleared the air and he said, "Hey yo, we know bro from the other side. Let's have a native tongue. Let's be professional." And that's what we want to do. We want to be professional, bro. You know what I'm saying? We in a professional space. We're in front of millions of viewers, so that's how we want to be, bro. We want to be professional, bro. So all the gang shit and all the ha-ha key with the gang shit, kill it. Let's end that shit now. I'ma handle mine on the back end, you feel me? Behind closed doors. Anybody got an issue or anything about how it happened, holler at me. Get with me. And that's that.
Dead. So I ain't want to cut him off. First and foremost, any type of motherfucking homeboy that you got that's an enemy, nigga, that slip up and apologize immediately, nigga, on the dead homies. Y'all talk about, oh, I didn't react and I didn't do this, the other. What I'm supposed to react to, an apology, nigga, on the dead homies. By the time I understood what Cuz was saying and he was doing that, because I knew he wanted a cigarette because the only time that he whispers to me, he wants a cigarette. Because he don't like smoking on camera and he don't want people to know that he smokes cigarettes. So, nigga, he's right here and he leans in and he's whispering. I hear, you gonna hear that no matter how low it is.
Right.
But I'm listening to you talk about the shit so I can pay attention to what's going on. And by the time it registered, that's what he said. I'm turning around because he already tapped me. And he like, "My bad, I never." I'm like, "Man, I'm not even tripping. You talking, so I'm not finna shed light on a nigga dissing the area."
Right.
When he's over here already apologized for the situation, why would I put emphasis on a nigga doing that on accident?
And then I would start some shit.
You get okay. what I'm saying? So hold on. This my platform. This my show. Cause on the dead homies, I invited a nigga from Trey's up here, nigga. On the dead homies, nigga, wasn't nobody gonna be able to make no movements. I don't know. Snoo y'all think I am, cause I'm not even watching my mouth, cause on the dead homies. I don't know. Snoo a nigga think I am out here in this world, bro. But on the dead homies, a nigga ever diss on live or whatever, bro, y'all know how I handle my candle. A nigga just have a case in this motherfucker. So therefore, I'm not finna sit here and play no different for nobody else when that's my homeboy, cuz I wouldn't give a fuck about how a motherfucker felt about the situation. At the end of the day, any nigga that did time or been somewhere and got op homeboys, you done either slipped up in front of cuz or he slipped up in front of you. The problem is that the Brick did it and you niggas want my spot. Every nigga that replied to it is a media wannabe. You get what I'm saying? Every nigga that has something to say is a nigga who just talks about hood issue after hood issue. I try to keep that shit up off the platform. I could talk about what happened with the Nate Buzz and the Hoovers yesterday. I could talk about any type of shit. I ain't never covered no S-Bone. I ain't never covered no homies up here. I don't care if they died or not, nigga. I'm not covering no hood business up here, cuz. Right. On the dead homies, just so you niggas can't call me with no hood shit afterwards, cuz. And on 6-0, to my homeboys, like my collective homeboys, cuz I'm gonna put it like this. I give a fuck about y'all, but I don't give a fuck about your opinion, cuz. Cuz on the dead homies, nigga, I done been shot twice, nigga. Where was the meetings at? Where was the DPs for the niggas that wasn't sliding, nigga, when I got shot? It's the same niggas out here, nigga. On the dead homies for my age group, it's the same niggas out here, nigga. You niggas not really my homeboys, nigga. You niggas didn't slide with me. If I would have died, nigga, I would have died, nigga. And you niggas wouldn't have never slid for a nigga. I got to see who my real homeboys was. So, nigga, outside of the immediate circle, and nigga, if you niggas was with me when I got shot and didn't slide, nigga, that cancel y'all too, nigga. on the dead homies at Castle Yard. Niggas know exactly what I'm talking about and however it go, gang. So I'm not coming around and letting a nigga pick and choose politics where, since we talk about hood business, where niggas skip over DPs when niggas too big, or nigga do this like cuz, oh, he get a pass cuz he did that. Nigga, it's snitches walking through the hood. Nigga, a nigga motherfucker said nigga nap on accident, nigga, and corrected himself, cuz. Like at first, a nigga was gonna play into it like, oh yeah, cuz a nigga kind of run, nigga, I was absolutely not wrong at no point of time, nigga. A nigga said sorry, nigga. The nigga said I apologize, nigga. That's my friend, nigga. I'm not turning up on cuz after a nigga apologize, cuz. You niggas gonna be mad if I do, if I don't, if I let you do this, if I let you do that. I don't even care at this point no more, cuz. On 6-0 Crip, niggas feel how they feel on hood. Niggas call me a buster, do all that. In my face, gang, on hood. Nigga, ain't no meetup. Niggas wasn't meeting up when nigga when I went broke, nigga. Niggas wasn't meeting up, nigga, when Brick was on his ass, nigga. Niggas wasn't trying to figure out how to help no nigga, cuz. On hood, niggas just want to figure out how to destruct the nigga, cuz. You want a nigga off the platform. Y'all niggas don't want a nigga speaking from this position and being the motherfucking face of this shit. Nigga, I didn't ask to be the face of this shit, nigga. Learn how to talk. Bitch ass niggas, dead homies, on hood, learn how to talk and get in position. Oh, and that go for every, any, you could say it's whatever the case it is, cuz, on the dead homies. That energy that niggas is kicking, y'all already know. I've been shot in the neck, all that, in a wheelchair. Nigga, I take life a little bit more serious, nigga. On the dead homies, I was in a wheelchair for, nigga, half of a year, nigga. I had to learn how to walk again, nigga. Any nigga think they got anything fair coming from a nigga that ain't really my homeboy and been hating on the nigga, cuz? Think again, nigga. Really use your brain, nigga. On the dead homies, you playing with the wrong one. And that's point blank, period, nigga. I'ma leave that there. However, Gordy feel, and he wanna go about it, cuz, on 6-0. At first, I was gonna go about it regular. Now, on 6-0, we just gonna catch niggas, sock niggas out. Any nigga talking shit, nigga. And on the dead homies, we mashing like that, cuz. Because any nigga let a snitch walk around the hood, any nigga sweep shit up under the rug over telling and doing all that bitch ass shit, on the dead homies, don't speak on no nigga that diss and nigga apologize to himself. You bitch.
Post a video, and like with the appalled face, but they is hanging around a snitch every day. So I got the platform to really air you niggas the fuck out. So leave me the fuck alone, man. Stop playing.
Dead homies. Like, cuz, I respect all my older homeboys, cuz, the ones that was there. But nigga, on 6-0, nigga, act like you care when niggas need you, nigga. On the dead homies, nigga. I don't gotta report in or do none of that shit, cuz you niggas not for me, cuz. I've been having money since I was 17, nigga, going through the same problems, pulling up, squabbling every time, nigga. On hood, find something else to politic on, nigga.
Yeah.
Find a good nigga, I'm telling you, cuz they gonna find himself in a bad situation, gang.
So we gonna leave that there. So we gonna leave that there. We gonna leave that there. And you know, I'm gonna handle mine accordingly. You know, my DMs are open, my phone, you know, I keep it on loud unless I'm right here. You feel me? So, you know, I answer live requests, you feel me? So tap in.
Internet,
you feel me? And so for real, so all the internet shit, I'm not with it. So let's get into a few of our favorite comments and responses from last week and recap. Somebody said, Brick, grab the wheel. He said, somebody said, bruh, that's my favorite podcast up here now. Sharp is the MVP of No Jumper.
Yes, sir. Shout out Sharp.
Yeah, shout out Sharp. I gotta talk about Sharp too.
I'm coming back to that.
Oh no, we get to you. You for the unload too.
I know that
the comment is gonna naturally take you there for sure. This was almost this was almost the best episode of No Statements so far. Sharp be getting drunk and mad at any female on the couch though. That's the internet we needed. Shout out Sharp and Shawty that was entertaining. Okay. That's good.
Sharp gotta stop picking at people.
It's something when there's a bunch of people jumping to the fence of a woman that would play the fuck out of them if she seen y'all in person.
Where are these comments from? Oh, this is YouTube.
You good? Okay. Go ahead.
Everyone talking about her jacket dirty. It's literally bronzer. She has it all over her legs, and when she puts her hands down, it rubbed off. Meanwhile, he looks like he hasn't bathed in 2 days and smoked a whole pack of Newports.
Period.
Hey, y'all be funny. So bronzer is like...
No, well, so I think people think I have on bronzer, but I don't. This is just my skin complexion.
Okay.
I'm actually just a brown girl, but my face is light for whatever reason, but my body is brown. I be wearing Aquaphor.
Aquaphor to keep Aquaphor. That skin shiny.
Yeah, you know what Aquaphor
thick,
is?
Is it in a white?
It come in a jar.
Yeah,
or it come in a jar.
But it's for like, it helps keep like your tattoos moisturized. Like I put it on like, I usually like when I get out the shower, I just usually put on some Aquaphor and I mix it with a little bit of Eucerin lotion. Okay. And that's what, it just keeps my skin really hydrated. But no, I actually didn't have on bronzer. Thanks though.
Anymore?
How do you feel about, fuck these comments.
You know what I'm saying? How do I feel about what happened last
week? How do you feel? Like the situation starts, somebody tells you, hey, your jacket's dirty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. You go into it, you acknowledge the dirty jacket, you tell them their jacket, they say, but the jacket's dirty.
Mm-hmm. Period. Like they said, keep Jalamina on. She can handle her stuff and very educated. Get rid of Sharp on those statements. But honestly, how I feel about the situation is it was kind of like loaded for me to like unpack. I had a lot of unpacking to do within the episode. So the first thing I'll say is this. When we were sitting on the couch and, you know, I was being very level-headed. I was trying to be, you know, just very, like, cute about it. Like, okay, yeah, you got it. Yeah, you're right. The jacket's dirty. Just to kind of, like, diffuse it. Because at the end of the day, I don't ever want anyone to watch me on this podcast or anywhere and feel like I'm an aggressive woman or I'm an angry black woman because I'm not. You could literally see me being calm and even like saying, oh, okay, you're right. And just saying like, why do we have to keep talking about it? Like I was trying to be as calm as possible, you know, because I don't necessarily have to do that. And the last thing I want to do is argue with a man. Like I know I can't fight no grown man. I wouldn't even try to fight no grown man. I'm not doing that. Look at me. Right. Dude, I don't even want to fight bitches most of the time, but I'm gonna knock them into next week. I'm not trying to do that with no grown man. Right. That's the last thing that I'm trying to do. So let me just say that. But when we were sitting here on the couch and he, you know, was saying what he was saying, and then he started, what really irritated me the most was when he started disrespecting my friend, because that's really where he started. He didn't even start disrespecting me first. He started trying to play my friend off to the left because, oh yeah, like, yeah, oh, you're a model. Your walk was trash and stuff like that. Like she didn't come and sit up on here for that.
And she didn't even walk.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. He started attacking her first before he started attacking me. And that is why I got so defensive, is because I love her. That is my assistant. I've known this girl for however long. And, you know, like even before she came up here, I was giving her her 10, saying I really believe in her. I think she has so much talent. I think that she's like, you know, I think she has a promising career. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, she models for me. She usually opens my fashion shows. Now she's my assistant because I really want to see her make it.
Right.
And so for me to big her up and for him to, you know, really try to tear her down right there, I wasn't going to let that happen, not in front of me, right, because she didn't ask to come up here. She was cool with just sitting on the sideline. Exactly. She was chilling.
Yeah.
So for somebody to be chilling in their own space or whatever, and then for them to get up here and be attacked for no reason just because you feel like you need a moment or some attention, or that's really what I feel like it came down to. So that was why I originally felt some type of way, right? And then so he goes on and on. He says,
do you think it was a moment of attention or when you sparked the light skin word?
It could have been a little bit of that, because I know that that is a trigger for people, like, oh, you acting light skinned. But, you know, I know that is kind of like a trigger for some people. And so, and that was, you know, that was a little bit petty of me to say or whatever. But at this point, it's like we didn't already move past the jacket 3 times. My nigga, goddamn, what the fuck? Like, that's really what I wanted to say is, goddamn, so, nigga, we didn't talk about this shit. What the fuck is you saying? But I was trying to keep it kosher.
Right. So this is my take on it.
Wait. Yeah, I'm not done.
Go ahead. I know you're not.
So then it, you know, he proceeds to say, yeah.
And explain what light skin shit when you get a chance to.
I'll go back to that.
Go ahead.
And so, you know, So then he proceeds to say, yeah, you got mad and you brought your funky ass old friend up here. And, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Like, that's really what I wanted to say. And then I knew that I was upset. That's my brother.
I would stand up and call him no bitch.
Wait, hold on. Because I got something to say to both of y'all, too. So, you know, let's just say the whole drama, the drama ensued. It was a lot. It got very chaotic in here. I wish that it wouldn't have. And, you know, in the midst of that, you know, of him being disrespectful and him being right here, you know, I'm sitting in a room full of men.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And so for me,
one that's not gonna let nothing.
Wait, so I feel a way, and the reason why I feel a way is because, like you said, this is your platform, and you did invite me to come up here, and you know, even if it is on a weekly basis, I'm here because you asked me to be here. These people ain't know who the fuck I was before you told them about me. I'm sure. I mean, I'm assuming, but I mean, who knows?
A lot of people do, but a lot of people
right,
don't.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know,
we got
two
different fan bases.
Exactly. We have different fan bases. And so your audience is getting to know me. They're receptive to my energy. And I just feel like when y'all seen that nigga getting loud with me, or when he even raised his voice, y'all, as not only as men, but as black men, the week before you called yourself a pharaoh and a king. And y'all niggas sat up here and let this nigga disrespect me. And that is my biggest grievance with y'all, because I know that y'all have daughters.
You know we do.
So how would y'all feel if y'all's daughters were sitting on a platform with men, grown men, and a nigga straight up disrespected her in their face?
No. So first and foremost, I would trip
first because you want to make me cry.
I would trip. First and foremost, I would trip seeing that. And like I told you before the show aired, as I look back at the show and watch it as a natural viewer, you know, as a natural viewer, I looked at it. And it didn't sit well with me. Mm-hmm. And like I told you. And
oh,
I,
bitch, I you to, was here. No, they know, no, ain't no viewer, nigga.
No, he went back and watched the clip.
After I went back and watched it, is what I'm saying.
And put me in the hot seat.
Because Foe was watching it, because me and Foe, we went back and looked at it.
Got y'all fool. Got y'all, but how'd it go?
And we, because, you know, we dissector. Foe was a dissector. So Foe said, "Wood, no, hell no." Nah. He said, "Look at y'all." He's telling me like this. I'm like, "Ooh," I'm like, "Oh no, you right." And then he like, "No, nah, fuck that. I'm going to the comments." And then he went to the comments, and there was a comment that said, "And black man just sitting there letting her
be here next week."
And black man just sitting here letting letting him do this to the black woman. So, as it was happening, in my mind, and I'm just being totally honest and transparent, as it was happening, I'm like, okay, oh shit, this might be a viral clip. This is what I'm being totally honest. I'm like, okay, this is what Sharp does. I'm like, let me let it play out. Let me let her kill him the way she'll do it. But then at the same time, I'm a jokester, like I told you. Mm-hmm. I'm a laugh and joke and play all day. But at the same time, I didn't realize the seriousness.
Don't put your tennis shoes at on that moment. Look at me like that, nigga.
I didn't realize the seriousness at that moment. So I did, before we aired the show, I did, you know, come to you as a man, looked you in your eye, and told you that it didn't sit well with me. And this, that, and the third. But I would have told you over text, right, but that I felt like that wouldn't have held any weight. You feel what I'm saying? So that's why I waited to get a chance to see you and verbally tell you in your face.
Thank you, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, so me. I seen where the shit was going when he asked for the jacket again. I know you, though. And I know how strong you is, right? So when y'all start arguing, and I'm not making up no shit, when y'all start arguing, you was on cuz. So when he was finna stop it, I tapped him like, cuz, let her go. Like, let her do her thing, cuz he done met his match. Y'all was teamed up on cuz. They did good, Josh. Did we talk about that shit?
Santasia held her motherfucking own. Give my friend her fucking 10. She held her shit. She said, and who's gonna move me? I'm exactly. still sitting here. Oh, and what you gonna do? And
exactly.
I said,
straight up.
I said, damn.
You get what I'm saying? So when y'all was on
proud.
Him, y'all was
it made
it,
me proud.
It wasn't the regular sharp running the girl off. You right. See who got up first. Who left?
I mean, yeah, of course.
I came to get involved when you start feeling yourself and you was already on some gay shit. Nigga, don't touch me. Nigga, don't nobody touch me.
Because by that time, like,
I know
see,
what you was on. I don't
I'm
like
so,
people touching me either,
because
but I've been
I think, to it. And not even to cut you out, but what it is more times often than not when you see me, I'm going to be so calm, so cool, so collected. Like, you probably, you will literally, over the course of you knowing me, you will be able to count how many times you see me raise my voice, because I don't let nobody or nothing get me out of character. Even if you go back and watch the clips of me fighting, I'm always calm when I knock somebody in their shit.
So even when you start jumping, that was a part of being calm.
So, but what I'm saying is, for y'all to see me standing up, raising my voice and getting loud, I had to really be bothered.
No, yeah,
because sure. I came out of this of my true essence of my being. Like, I had to go into what I felt like was fight or flight mode, because this grown ass man is sitting beside me and he's getting loud and disrespectful, and I'm not about to let you mute me or shut me down and or disrespect not only me but my brand. And I know how long I fought tooth and nail to even
get
my company
to,
where
I
it
don't
is.
Know,
you know
if
what I'm saying?
You watched it, I tried to stop it early.
You did.
I did try to stop it early when it started getting out of control. And the bitch word was flying and all that.
Because I did call him a bitch ass nigga first. I called him a bitch first. Yeah. And that's how I knew. That's how I knew in my brain, because this is only the second time, well, maybe the third time in my whole like adult life where I've called a grown man a bitch. Like, you know, because that's not what I do. I don't argue with men. I don't be getting to argue with my boyfriends. Like, it's just not shit
that
happens.
Plural, boyfriends.
I'm saying like, previous in the past, like, it's not something that
I thought you was. I thought she was pushing. Okay,
No, god damn, y'all.
Okay, go ahead.
But so, arguing with men is not something that I do. So when I heard myself call him, I think I don't know if I said bitch ass nigga or whether I just called him a bitch. But whenever I get to the point where I call a grown man a bitch, the respect has left the door. There's zero respect
out
there.
The window.
It's
I think
it
on
just
both sides.
Right.
It's not there
but
anymore.
In my defense, I didn't know that you needed help because you was handling your shit. So I let you handle your shit, right? Mm-hmm. And we all know we on the internet. And when, nigga, while you up here on the Briggs watch, I promise you, not a dare soul go touch you or do no crazy shit to you ever. Because you here with me. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, nigga, that's not never going to happen. Cause so that was never even a part of me even thinking like, oh, something might happen to her. Right. No, I just was letting you get yours off because I've never seen nobody stand up to him in that form. That's my boy. So when I'm seeing it, I'm like, oh, you done met your
So
best,
did y'all man. Know that he was going to come up here and troll?
No.
No. I didn't know.
He gets into it with females on camera. I mean, did you do your homework on Shark?
Actually, no, but you got to think. Remember when I met y'all in Vegas and we filmed that little quick little segment or whatever that was up against the glass?
He was calm and cool.
And he was calm and cool and he was trying to like be charming and nice and shit to me and like trying to, he was trying to swoon. And I wasn't, you know, I'm cool. Like, you know, I ain't really going for that.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. Mm-hmm. You caught him in a suave moment, then you caught him at work. And then I feel because I'm watching it over, and it's my brother, because I fuck with him. Like, nigga, it's my nigga. I'm not trying to talk bad about it. You know, me and Sharp be together every day. I feel like he was on some suave shit. I don't know if you got a man or not, but he was trying to suave you.
Even when he was sitting beside me, he was smoking his cigarette. And I said, Sharp, I said, we're going to have to do something about this cigarette. And, you know, I wasn't trying to make it a thing. I don't even know if y'all heard me say it.
I didn't.
Period, because I wasn't trying to put him on blast And I just told him, I was like, Sharp, we're going to have to do something about this cigarette. And he was like, okay, this is going to be my last one that I smoke on camera. Because it was his second one that he smoked on camera. And I was like, yeah, because you sitting close to me. And then he tapped me and he put it out. And I was like, okay, he doing good. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if I would have knew that he wanted a viral moment, I live for a good viral moment. Let's figure out as a collective what we're going for. I'm saying, like, if that's what he was coming up here for, all he had to do was say, look, okay, Jayla, shit, let's go viral real quick. And we could have made something go viral. It wouldn't have been on the expense of my fucking brand.
So listen, this is what I'm saying. And that's another reason what you cut me off to where I was going.
Sorry.
Look, so I see him charming you over there, trying to charm you. Me, I don't know if it's Valentine's Day. You got a nigga watching. He don't know that either. You might not. You might do. You get what I'm saying? Right. You don't even got to go over that right now. I'm not asking you. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So let's go with the you do got a nigga. It's Valentine's Day. You whisper, you charming. I see you kind of curving the charm shit a little bit because you was on camera. You get what I'm saying? But you're being professional.
Right.
You're not about to flirt with no nigga on camera. Like, even if you flirt with him off of camera, yeah, and that's what you decide to do with your life, that's what you decide to do.
Yeah.
So just let me land real quick. I see that. You get what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right. Then he pick at the dirt, stay on your joint. And I'm like, all right, I hope it ain't because he feel like she curving him. Like, nigga, it's Valentine's Day. You don't know who watching. You don't know what's going
Valentine's
on. Like, you don't know what's going on, gang. And she probably can't be too friendly with you right now. Like, you got to leave the friendly shit off camera. And I don't know if that's what led him to, like, God, this bitch, let me just tell her about herself then. Like, because some niggas, and I'm not saying Sharp, but some niggas have this complex to where when a girl don't like them, they go immediately to bashing them.
Right. And you know what? It's crazy that you say that because a lot of men can't take rejection.
A girl got killed over rejection
and so,
a couple months ago. I think we covered it.
And so, you know, yeah. I had a boyfriend once and he asked me, do I give my number out to niggas or do I take niggas' numbers? And, you know, and this may even sound crazy, but I'm going to be real with you. I told him, I said, yes, I do. I said, but when I get a guy's number, I go ahead and I just block him. I said, it's safer for me that way because all men can't handle rejection. And I'm not trying to be outside getting into it with no grown man or something happen because he feel like he didn't already have the courage to come up to me. And now he came up to me. Now he embarrassed. But no, you know, some people will call you right there in front
of
you or whatever.
Don't get the wrong number and you do that because that's even more of an argument.
So I say for my own safety, and I don't know how other people feel about this, but I go ahead like, oh yeah, let me exchange information with you real quick.
But don't get
harm,
close
no foul.
While you exchange the number.
No,
you
and
keep
it's
the distance.
Right. Keep your distance. Like, we can do it from a respectful distance. Give me your number. We can, you know, I might even text you real quick, say, hey, Jayla, lock me in, but then I'm gonna block you.
Yeah.
Period.
Damn, that's fucked up though too.
No, that's straight.
No, it's not.
Actually dope.
No, it's not. And I'm gonna tell you why, because I don't owe you anything. But at least
I'm
not rejecting you, or at least I'm not embarrassing you in public.
Okay, so now what if it was from a different standpoint? So for example, like, okay, yeah, you're a beautiful woman and you're very attractive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so but I'm not giving off the vibe that, you know, I'm damn near trying to, you know, hit at you like that. But if you invite that, then it's cool. So if you get a number from a dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you get a number from a dude.
You going back into another story.
Come on.
Man, shut up.
Come on, because I want to hit that blunt.
Yeah. So if you get a number from a dude, mm-hmm, and you can tell that he's really not trying to hit on you, or it's like from a business like
standpoint. Okay.
You know, will you block him too?
No.
So what I'm saying is this: if I go somewhere in public and a guy asks me for my number that I wouldn't typically be interested in, I have a very good spirit of discernment. And if there's something about your spirit that I'm not really receptive to or whatever, like, I know which niggas be like, oh no, I got a boyfriend. Oh, I'm good. Like, you know, right. But there are certain instances where my brain will say, give him your number so that you can just get the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? And in those scenarios, that's when I'm saying, oh, I'm going to give the nigga my number, but I'm still going to get the fuck on, and I'm going to block him afterwards just because I feel like he might be too far off into the trenches for me. Like, I might feel like I'm in danger real quick. Let me give you my number so I can get the fuck back where I was going to. You get what I'm trying to say? It's not in a, it's not like, oh, this person hit me up and they want to do business and I thought it was something more, so now I got to block you because I'm being childish or I don't want to feel rejected. No, I'm not saying anything like that. I'm strictly speaking in terms of safety. Now, if someone did give me their number and they want to talk to me and I know that I only want to keep a business, I'm going to let them know for sure. Like, I'm not going to reject you or whatever because, shit, I might have to see you or I might have to do business. It's anything. So it's better to, I am a great communicator, but for my safety, I will block you.
So what if I go out my way and just be like calling from block, like, bitch, you blocked me and I need you. You know what I'm saying? I sent you 100,000. What you gonna say, like, now, baby? What account you gonna send it to? Cause listen,
send it to me first.
Listen,
let me see if you playing. Cause yeah, if you playing, I'm really gonna blickety block you for sure. I ain't gonna block her.
That's what I'm about to say, man. See.
So what if a dude start off business and then he like, all right, he start hitting you with the, you know, he start hitting you with some game and shit.
A lot of what ifs.
Oh, I hate that. Like, I don't like that.
So yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna say, oh, I hate it, but I feel like it really just depends on like what type of business are we doing? Like, are we really getting into some money? Are you someone that I can learn from? Am I attracted to you? You know what I'm saying? Or is it better for me to just keep it business with you? Like,
that's a lot of what ifs because it's all type of different what ifs. But if she got a boyfriend, she said if her boyfriend mm-hmm. asked her, do she get numbers and why do she get the numbers?
Okay.
So you got to understand this is not from a single aspect.
Right.
This is from a relationship aspect. So like the what ifs can go on ago. And on. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but no. Just I know to throw that out was. There to all of the, how can we see how many people watching?
Yeah.
Where that at? Like, you know how like last week we could see like the comments?
It's 2,400 people.
So for all of the single men out there, yes, I am single, actually.
Matter of fact, right now, I think that if y'all want to shoot y'all shot, y'all buy a super chat right now and shoot y'all shot at Jayla. Let's see who come up with the best shot.
Yeah.
Y'all purchase the chat.
Shoot y'all.
We're going to read all the purchase chats of y'all shooting y'all shot at Jayla. So since she said all the single men.
All the single men.
No, because I did see a comment.
Where?
Saying like, damn, Char, why you trying to do that to my future wife or some shit like that?
Oh, yeah, they always be saying stuff like that on the internet.
Yeah. Man, knock it off.
Yeah.
They do.
What make you think that you wifey material?
So you know I'm a
what
chef
makes
too,
me
right?
think that I'm wifey material? See, I didn't even just say that I was wifey material, but thank you for the compliment.
Because what you said was they always be saying that.
They do be
so
saying that.
So you wifey of the year.
I mean, I'm still single, so clearly I ain't.
You know how to cook?
But I would love to be, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I actually cook. I cook more than I eat out.
Okay.
So you're from Clayco.
You know I'm a chef too, right?
Okay.
Like for real.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
I really be cooking like that, though. Like, I really could be a chef or I could cater big ass like.
You should let me vlog meals. You. Let them cook for you at like some Speedos or something. Like some
no. How about we have a cook off? How about we
not
have
for
a?
Sure.
No.
Yeah, I actually I know what we can film it and everything.
Romance,
yes.
Roll.
Yeah, no we, romance. We this is a bromance.
And then you can wax his chest. And
no,
shit. Like do the.
Ew,
I don't
that's
got.
So
I don't got chest hair.
That is so weird.
I tried to make it sound like he got an old crazy. Dad body. Good. Yeah,
nah, ain't none of that going on, man.
Nah, but I'm saying though, y'all should have like a cook. That'd be a dope show.
We can have a cook off.
Okay.
What type of stuff you like to cook?
So shout out to Chefology. Y'all can go tap in on my Instagram. It's in my bio, at Chefology. My top seller is salmon spaghetti. I created that in a pandemic because I had went pescatarian for like 5 years, but a nigga loves spaghetti. You feel what I'm saying? So I kind of like mm-hmm. clash the two together in a way that can't be duplicated without me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's the one. That's the kind of like go to. Everybody like really, you know, buy pans and pans of that shit.
Okay.
You said spaghetti is your main seller?
The salmon spaghetti is my top seller.
Oh, salmon spaghetti.
Salmon spaghetti is my top seller.
That sounds crazy, though.
Yeah.
I remember when Copper Cove was open, I used to get the fish with the spaghetti? What is that? They had like some fried catfish, fire with spaghetti. Mm.
I don't eat catfish.
But yeah, we can do that. We can do it up, you know, do it up the right way.
Let's see what the chat talk about. The chat ain't. Yeah, no, what I'm saying, I just told them to shoot their shot.
I make a really fire stuffed red snapper.
Oh, is that right? I don't care. We're going to have to see about it.
What are you stuffing with? Mm-hmm.
A little bit of everything.
Cream cheese and all this.
No, actually. No.
What are you stuffing with?
The salmon, the snapper.
He said, "Hey,
hey."
He sent the dollar. He said, "Hey, shit."
So is this? These are all okay.
Shit, fuck going on. Shit,
hey. ATM Chris.
Shout out. Hey, shit,
we need more than a dollar.
You know it's sharp, dirty. We don't like Shardy. Nigga, we ain't doing sharp, dirty, nigga. That's my boy. I said it a million times, nigga.
Yeah, Jayla get the business.
That's
how you gonna get at her.
So I've did this before, and if it's your first time buying a super chat, you gotta type in your comment first, and then purchase that motherfucker. Cause you'll purchase the comment, and then it'll be blank. I thought I was doing something. I was ready to talk some shit. It was a live streamer, Brick. I'm like, I'm talking all kind of shit. Me and the chat was going viral. We was laughing, but I'm like, oh, they not catching this shit. Let me go ahead and buy a super chat. Bought that motherfucker, and it didn't say a goddamn thing. I said, man, hey, I want my goddamn money back. Straight up. Let's get into some of the other topics or some of the other posts that they talking about the spaghetti and shit. All right.
It's like 6 Senator got more to say. We not talking about 6 Senator Brick, baby.
Yeah, we not talking about Lovejoy. He's finished.
And what Smack say?
We're not
talking about that no more. That is getting politicked inside of where that's getting politicked at, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got homies. I talk to my homies that I give a fuck about. And, nigga, we all go holler, nigga. Everybody else that got something to say about it, nigga, other than homies, nigga, I don't give a fuck about what you got to say. For the real homies, that's neighbors, nigga. Nigga, I see what happened. Nigga, y'all wasn't here to see what happened. Nigga, on the hood. The rest of you niggas that wasn't around, nigga, that politicking out of hate, that's what I was talking about with the slide, nigga. That don't go for the whole set and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, all you niggas that have something to say, nigga, that shit is getting politicked in the 60s, gang, on the dead homies. Like, it's a lot of people, like, shout out to homies from 40s that got something to say. We all talked yesterday, nigga, on the dead homies. But at the end of the day, we all represent neighborhood, but at the end of the day, it only can be one politic for me and one politic for you, and that's gonna happen in the hundreds, that's gonna happen in the 60s, cuz. Like, you get what I'm saying? Other than that, nigga, you know what I mean? Like, you other niggas that's hating and just hating for a platform, the 600s and all that, and the wax and all that, on the hood, you not finna get too much up out of a nigga, cuz on the dead homies, like, nigga.
Right, so let's move.
You're not even from, like, come on, bro.
Yeah. Man. So we gonna move. So with that being said, we gonna move forward, man. Let's get into the main topics. Kodak Black was released from jail. When he went to jail?
Kodak Jack been in jail for a minute.
Man, gone with that bullshit.
Yes.
I just seen Kodak doing some whole other shit. He was just high.
Remember that, he was outside.
He was just high.
That was like 4 months ago.
Then he went to jail shortly after that. Like in the midst of him tripping like that, he went to jail. I don't know what for, but he went.
Look, Kodak, man. Look, Kodak, why? Look, Kodak tripping. Look, Kodak, goddamn, Kodak. Let me see. So Kodak Black accused of threatening news reporter and throwing rocks, nigga, and throwing rocks at photojournalist as he was leaving jail.
What?
Hi. Let me put my.
Here it is. Aggressive with Local 10 News reporter Rosh Lowe. Rosh is live at the Broward Jail in Fort Lauderdale to show us what happened. Rosh.
I've been doing this a long time, and let me tell you, this is one of the strangest things I have ever seen. Not only did he get aggressive with my photographer, Brian Murphy, but he actually started throwing rocks at this photographer. Simply doing his job, Kodak Black started throwing rocks.
Kodak Black,
I want you to listen to this.
Send him back to jail.
Don't throw anything at our camera.
Yeah.
Don't throw anything at our camera. Don't throw anything at our camera.
Oh my God.
So what happened after that, and we have more audio that we'll play for you later tonight, Kodak Black threatened to punch me repeatedly. And, you know, we didn't back down. We're simply doing our job, trying to get this guy coming out of the Broward jail.
Hey, good evening. Off the top of the
jail, and you'll see him here.
No.
He's been behind bars since December. He was a violation of probation. He was actually free today. He comes out of the Broward jail. I walk up those steps, and there's Kodak Black.
You can't force people to
And that is the first thing, I was alone without a photographer. He threatened to punch me. And then our photographer gets up there, and you saw it there on the video. Now, I don't know if we have the capability to do this, but if we can listen to that sound one more time, I want you just to see what Kodak Black was doing. Can we listen to that again? If we can't listen to it again, you heard it the first time. He picked up
our camera.
Man, he was throwing
So the cops were not called because we came downstairs here for the live shot, but I've never seen anything like this. Somebody coming out.
Cops were not called.
Hold on. So he was throwing that motherfucker like he was a shortstop.
You see?
To the goddamn home plate.
That nigga and T-ball though.
He was throwing that motherfucker, goddamn. What was you saying, Jayla?
I feel like they wrong as hell. They need to leave Kodak alone. Like, he already said he don't want to be filmed, or, you know, he not really trying to be on camera. Y'all violating his rights. Y'all antagonizing him. Like, y'all trying to get a rise out of him. Like, leave the man alone. He done probably already been through enough. Like,
just too much.
Leave Kodak.
You know he ain't
leave
got
Kodak
it all.
Alone.
No, you know you ain't know got it all got when it you all. Outside of the jail.
Still tripping.
Cutting up. You just cutting the fuck
you
up.
You cutting the fuck up. Like, goddamn, nigga, you not finna go take your ass home and go fuck your bitch. You gonna throw rocks at the. I would be ignoring that shit. Where is your ride at?
Man, I'm trying to call
Why
him.
Why is
he
they
said,
late?
I'm trying to call him. He's trying to take pictures on him.
Shotta got down, got the camera out, got down. Why nigga shotta got down?
You see me on the phone.
That sound like one of your people. Shotta got the goddamn camera out. Shotta, why nigga trying to make a goddamn phone call? Shotta, I should just dive off in this shit.
Shotta, you know, for real. Not like for real.
Not for real.
Like for real.
Not for real. I dive off in that shit.
You know, I stay in the A.
That is not.
That's exactly how y'all talk.
That's how y'all talk. So how y'all talk?
Not like that.
Yeah, I bet you don't want to do it. Yo, Southern.
Let's get grammar. Into something else. Shout out
I'm
to
not
Kodak
finna
Black.
Be on, I'm not going to be up here code switching.
Kodak right? Black Free is backwards. No more free Kodak Black. That's one of my favorite rappers. So
yes.
Shout out to my mans.
Lakota throw a rock and hit the reporter.
Yeah, he for sure better make a song about that.
Yeah, he's funny.
China Mac called out Loose Cannon for a fade.
They both boof.
Let's see what they had to say. That's what I'm like, cuz. Yeah, I ain't got no dog in the fight, cuz. China Mac my boy, though. I can't read that shit from back here.
Yeah, I can't read it.
He said, I don't have nothing to do with what y'all did. And if I did, say some shit, I wouldn't be bite my tongue, rip Mac bugging. All I was involved in was the Mac Venture shit. You see, I left that day. He said, so however you feel, I'm with whatever. But I ain't saying nothing about you. They gave me your info.
Man, I can't.
That shit bullshit. I barely can read it. He said, LOL, that's not me. He said, bro.
Yeah, see, I like videos and shit. I can't even see that shit.
That's all I can see it on my phone.
And who the hell even? Yeah, nobody cares about Loose Cannon at all. We don't
know. So basically, where's the part where they get called out for the fade?
So wait, who called
me? China
Mac called. Wait.
I don't know what the fuck going on. He said, I'll fly back next week. Need that fade respectfully. We don't need no cameras or nothing, but you threatened me, so I need that. He said, yes, sir. You got that. He said, that's what I'm talking about. He said, don't switch up, though. LOL, you don't know me.
Nobody
we don't.
Cares
Where you
about
at?
Them.
I'm on my way to L.A. ? You block me?
Ooh.
Oh, so who got blocked?
China Mac
blocked cuz.
Yeah,
the blue is, so
them.
This is Loose. I'm Loose. Reading Loose Cannon's text messages.
Yeah. Loose.
Man.
So who are
Boo,
these
people? Boo, this is why I'm sitting here. Boo, this shit sucks.
Who are these people?
Next.
that shit's cool and all, nigga, but fuck all that. There's too much going on. Fuck
yeah,
Loose Cannon.
That was the worst.
Yeah, nah. At the end of the day, man. I hope they do fight, whatever. Fuck all that.
Yeah, fight.
Man. You know what I'm saying? Do what y'all gonna do.
Whatever.
Prison Bay was in a car accident.
Oh my God.
Do you know who Prison Bay is, Jayla? Are you familiar with her?
Oh, there's a girl, Prison Bay?
You ain't hip to Prison Bay? Put up Prison Bay.
Wait, there's a guy, Prison Bay?
Yeah.
There is.
Well, I mean,
that's where it started.
That's where it started, yeah.
Prison Bay is the light skinned nigga. He a model now. He up. He got married to a billionaire
like
daughter
Jeremy
and all that shit.
Oh, so you
a billionaire daughter.
He a Crip nigga from Northern California.
What?
Yeah, he got the NCO on his neck and all that.
And he went viral off a mugshot. Off a mugshot.
Yep.
Wipe your lip.
Okay.
He
appreciate
went viral
that.
Off the mugshot.
That's
oh shit,
crazy.
I put the weed out, y'all. Oh yeah, so this is Prison Bay right here. Is this the original mugshot that went viral right here?
I think that's the one, yeah. Cause I did some research and tapped in.
So this is the girl Prison Bay.
Yeah, so she been out, she been doing content. You remember, do you know J-Maine? The Whoops. He like
FYB
a viral
J-Maine.
The who?
FYB J-Maine.
The only nigga that was at Baddies versus Wild with a box of cereal in his hand and kept screaming from the crowd. You remember that?
Okay. What about him?
Yeah. You remember that shit?
Okay, that, I remember
yeah,
that.
That's different. So she was there too with us. I didn't know J-Maine was going to show out. I did not come with him once he just started doing that shit. I'm like, hold on, cuz J-Maine, that's my boy, but you over whooping for real. He got the box and argued him down to get the box of cereal in. He had to go throw it in the bushes and find a way to cover. He like, I can't leave the Whoops. I'm like, you don't never break character.
That is
you
crazy. I don't know, baby.
He's the nigga, no,
I just can't leave the Whoops.
He talking
they over whooping for not letting me get the Whoops in. It's different.
So Whoops is the cereal?
Yeah.
So why is this like his cereal or?
Yeah, he got his own cereal. He got his own cereal.
Okay.
But you only can buy it sometimes. The way it works is he usually only got one pack on him. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's still in production, but he be over whooping with
is the
Whoops.
He
I think it's a box that you
we
just
got
signed.
Some in there.
Nah, I don't know. It might be an illusion. I don't know if we could ever pour a bowl of that. I'm not going to ever give up the, you know, magicians. Magicians don't give up their secrets.
I want to see it.
There's definitely a box of whoops.
Can we get a box of whoops since we do a promo for J-Man?
We can get the box of whoops.
I think a box costs like $250 because you probably don't never see one.
So let's get into the prison bay. I mean,
Prison they say bay about was her? The victim of a hit and run car accident due to her injury. He said due to her injuries, Nyla is unable to move her right arm. She will also need to learn how to walk again. She was in a real fucking car.
Oh man, I hope that everything's okay.
Damn,
hit and run.
That's fucked up.
She went to jail for stabbing a motherfucker in the neck, too, and she got a fractured neck. Fuck.
That's deep.
You said on February 12th, 2024, Nyla was in a horrific car accident. She is the victim of a hit and run. Nyla suffered a fractured neck and spinal cord injury. She is currently in rehabilitation hospital going through intensive physical therapy to relearn how to walk and regain use of her right arm. Nyla needs help with covering medical bills, medical equipment, and living expenses while she recovers.
You know that GoFundMe is about to go crazy because you know everybody was trying to bail her out.
We would hope that the GoFundMe go crazy.
I hope
A motherfucker got to start really paying for insurance every month, though. Like, why a nigga paying for everything else every month? That shit, they got cool insurance plans, like $200, $300. Yeah. Like, nigga, it makes sense. Like, I know it sounds crazy, but it makes sense. Shit. Even life insurance, but you don't never know when you gonna need funds for shit like this.
Yeah.
And here goes the whoops.
And here are the whoops.
Don't go in the box. You gonna.
I can't go in the box.
It hit different.
No, don't go in the box. Don't go. You can see it.
Oh, it hit different.
It do hit different.
The whoops hit different. I'm on the flow right now.
Yeah.
I'm crying. If y'all are,
it hit different.
We over whooping right now. We got the whoops.
We over whooping right now. They hit real different.
They hitting real different.
It hit different.
I don't know.
It's a different type of hit.
I just want to see this. The nutrition facts on the box. Let me just look at this shit. Total grams of fat, 1 gram of fat.
So it's healthy.
This is bullshit. This cannot be correct. Yeah.
Don't do that to my own boy. You over whooping right now.
Let's
start there. You right. Trying to go through nutrition. It hit different when we do a promo.
Let's start there. It hit different. My bad. I'm over whooping.
Right.
You over whooping.
I'm over whooping. Yeah, nah. Shout out to FYBJ Main, that motherfucker.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't. Shout out to Prison Bay Recovery. That was like a real curveball for me. I didn't really think, because that's my homegirl. She was supposed to come up here for an interview, but I think she thought that she was going to get paid or some shit. I'm like, not yet. You at the almost pay level. But look, we can go to the next one. But no shade, though. I really wish you a speedy recovery. So let's go into one of these girl topics right here.
Oh, these are what you call girl topics?
No, I'm just saying these topics that have something to do with the community that I don't really know too much about. We're going, Nicki Minaj says, go ahead, girl. It's your turn, girl.
So Nicki Minaj's little sister Ming steps into music. Did y'all see like the two clips that she put up on Instagram? It's her little sister on her daddy's side.
Can we go to Ming?
So they got the same last name.
So is she like
I don't know.
Chingy. She looked like a Chingy eye. That's why her name is Ming. Like, she mixed with Asian. Yeah, I ain't never seen her. Nicki's cute to me. Everybody don't like Nicki. Nicki be having
the little
her
sister
on
is
and
pretty. You
moment.
Can tell that she's young, but they have the same kind of flow. It's crazy.
Where did you see the? Where did you see the clip at?
I seen the clip. I want to say, was it on Instagram? Who, the little sister?
What's her Instagram?
I think she did. But maybe somebody posted it. Either I saw it on Instagram
like
or maybe
like
even
12
Twitter.
Verified babes.
But
for some reason. like he said, yeah. Ming, okay, they've been verified. So, is she dropped the single recently?
I don't know if it was a single or just like a snippet, you know, but it was two different ones she put them out.
Did it sound anything similar to what Nicki Minaj do at all?
Kind of. Like
personality.
No, not that. Just like her flow, kind of a little bit. Like, but she sound good though.
Okay.
Like for her to be young, because I think she's like really young. I don't want to say how old. I want to say she might be like 16, 18, somewhere up in there. Like, I think, I don't know. I think, because they said like she's her little sister.
Yeah, I think it's dope when siblings like come out, like, you know, under celebrities or basketball, football players, and like, and you see like people, brothers and sisters and shit, like, you know, like have that type of talent, you know. You don't really see that too often in the music industry.
Right.
You feel me? So, I'm Ming Lee.
No, hers is Ming Luan Lee, but it's Luanli. I
think our bad chat.
Do you know? Yeah, do you
usually be on deck? Don't do no statements like that.
Yeah, no. Do you do you know if she
the first one is the song, and I think.
Yeah, no, but I showed her how to put the post into the notes.
The first and the third one.
Yeah, before.
On her page, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, she kind of do look like.
Yeah, she's so cute. You can tell she's young.
Yeah, she's younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she go fit in.
You lost a real one to a poser. Closing this door is the only way that I'm getting closure. Must suck to lose the one you love to someone who barely knows you. But I'm never going back to back. Change my contact to. Like it's at the dusk, so please give me space like I'm Elon Musk. It was sparks when the stars link. Now I'm on the internet calling you my ex darling on X.com. I listened to my mom, she told me, you know, people change over time. Used to be.
Wait, finish playing it.
I don't know.
How we go from Twitter to being ex lovers. Get it? Ex lovers. Our relationship.
Yeah, Nicki
got it right for her.
I don't think Nicki needs to write for her. I think that she's straight. Young.
The first one was straight.
Is Nicki?
I think that she does have work to. I don't know. I think that she does have work to do. But I think that for her to be young and trying to, you know, find her own lane in music and not ride her sister's coattail, you know what I'm saying? I think that she's doing good.
You know, I mean, it's
you can tell that she has work to do. But I think for her to be doing it on her own and, you know, promoting it herself and just putting herself out there. These her first, you know, them little 1-2s.
Right.
That sound good for her. You know, like she did that. Right. She's being herself.
Exactly.
So me just knowing, like, from an artist development point.
What the comments look like?
On the,
girl, you sound like a third grader.
I mean, maybe she needs to work on her verses a little bit. No, stop. I think that maybe she needs to work on her verses But the choruses, actually, I like the choruses. The choruses sound good.
You're serious. So talented. Yeah, see, they fucking with her. I like focusing on the positive sometimes. Hey, you
sound
are
like Cardi
bullshit.
Pretty girl right. Like Nicki.
It's always going to be like way better than you. Always going to have bang. People that don't like you or whatever.
They
or that
said
say
the
rude
style.
Shit,
she got the style. She going to go.
She's going to be really good.
Yeah,
why you up in here laughing at her?
No, it's just that was funny. The comment was funny as a
motherfucker. The comment was funny, but don't she be up here laughing at her?
This nigga talk about this look better. He called to the motherfucker because, like, that's a hell of a comment.
This look better. That's a motherfucker.
Nah, but she's cute. No, she's cute.
No. Yeah, she's a cute girl. I think that once she gets, like, you know, her flow down and with some training and stuff, like, this girl is going to be really good within,
she
like, a year or
hot.
Two.
Yeah, no, yeah, she's going to be sure. Hot. But they, you know what they're going to do. They're going to get her a writer.
I mean, they got I don't to. Got nothing to do with that. But I'm just saying,
that's
in, like,
I'm
a
saying.
Year, I would say in a year, maybe two, I just could see her even being on, like, Double XL, and
but,
I know that that's for sure.
No. Listen.
Yes, she's gonna be
with
hot.
Her sister being Nicki Minaj.
She's going to be hot.
Those some big shoes to fill. I don't
it
give
doesn't
a fuck
matter.
What you talk about. Them
it doesn't
some big
matter.
Ass
she's going
red
to be
bottoms
hot.
To fill. For that to be Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
no,
because
Nicki, she's dead. I don't know. I don't think that's it's some shoes to fill. But at this, and then Nicki Minaj, she has her own slander, like.
Right, yeah,
of
course. Now, of course, with her being Nicki Minaj's sister, that's the comparison is going to come. You know, like, of course. But, you know, I think with her, you know, coming out the gate and trying to make her own lane and, you know, doing her own thing. And look, she's young.
So do you think
she would have a promising career because she's young and so she'll grow up. Like, for instance, I'll use Lotto for an example, and I love Lotto, but the artist that Lotto is now wasn't who she was when she was maybe like 16. That comes over time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, this girl is, you know, she's up and she's coming and she has a promising career, I think. You know, with the right amount of work and stuff. And this is her just sitting on her bed, you know, singing her song. This ain't her getting up and putting on full glam and going out and performing a song.
No,
and, you know, in front of you. Get what I'm trying to say?
Right there. She got to stay in. She cooking.
Whatever. Exactly. She's trying. She's seeing what the people like.
Yeah, yeah. She working. Yeah, no, she get dressed and perform that shit. It's right, going to be tomatoes for sure. On her outfit.
Well, since you brought up Lotto.
It's going to be tomatoes. I'm telling you, the second one is getting tomatoes.
What?
On her outfit. If she performs that second one, they might throw tomatoes.
She's gonna work on her verses a little bit. The flow of the verse, because the chorus. Did you hear
the chorus?
No, the chorus is really good. She's really good.
Now, when she was singing, that was hard.
Yeah, because now tell me the chorus don't sound like something Nicki Minaj would have sang or whatever. That's why I say she sound like like in the reminiscence of.
She got to get the flow part down.
Yeah, once she get her verses down,
she can sing. I heard that.
Yeah, the chorus is good. She's got to work on her wordplay for them verses.
Yeah,
it should be cool. Since we're talking about female rap and you mentioned Lotto, let's get into the Lotto versus Ice Spice.
Well, hold up. Before we get into Lotto versus Ice Spice, did Lotto fuck Quado Rondo or did she not?
No, she said he ain't hit.
Wait.
You going with Lotto?
Yeah.
You going with Lotto?
I'm going to go with Lotto.
Quando Rondo is crazy. Like, is this the past?
She did not listen.
So they got a picture of her with her dog sitting in Quando Rondo's lap. When Quando Rondo was cracking, though, this was at the height of his career.
And she
before
wasn't,
Lotto,
she wasn't
cracking yet.
I could see that. I could see that.
So you going to take a picture sitting on the nigga lap and do all that lovey-dovey, but ain't nobody.
Yes, the fuck.
No, but like I said, if Lotto say he didn't, he didn't.
He didn't. If Lotto say he ain't hit, he ain't hit. So that's just what it is.
She said, what the fuck wrong with niggas?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's an ex that you just ain't gonna never claim because of what he going through. Let it have been like he ended up being just like NBA Youngboy and up like that. She damn near would have came back.
Right.
That's how the world worked. That's the fucked up part about the world.
That ain't true.
Yeah, so Lotto fans vandalized Ice Spice's promotional trucks in Atlanta. They tripping.
Who?
That's some Atlanta shit.
Don't come to Atlanta with that shit.
Are any one of these? Well, I know Ice Spice not from Atlanta. Is Lotto from the A?
Yeah, she's from Clayton County.
Oh yeah, they tripping. that's trolling. Yeah.
She trolled, and I mean I get it because they're both Capricorns, and I'm a Capricorn. And see, Lotto is a December Cap. And Ice Spice's birthday is January 1st, and my birthday is January 16th.
And he's Capricorn.
What day is your birthday?
The 6th
of January?
Yeah.
And see, Natalie is a December Capricorn. Her birthday is the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
I want to say Lotto's birthday might be either the 23rd or like the 27th or something like that.
So what is anyway. Capricorn? What are you saying that means?
You said Lotto. No, that's
Lotto is January 1st.
That's a queer.
January 1st?
No, who you said Spice was?
Ice Spice, January 1st.
Spice is crazy. Who you said crazy. Was the
23rd?
No, I was saying like Lotto's birthday might be like December 20th.
Oh, all right. I thought you were talking about January.
She a December cap. December 23rd.
They're yes. a little different than this.
But I really fuck with Lotto.
I fuck with Lotto too.
I like Ice Spice, but it's kind of like hard for me to kind of like get in her. But it's like Lotto, I love her.
I fuck with Lotto because she bring like the old A back. She ain't afraid to bring the old A back. When she bought the little ball all day challenge back, I hit them all. See, that's when I first started coming to Atlanta. Well, like a couple years into me coming to Atlanta with Rich Kids and TZ and all them. And what was the Franchise Boys? But what was the other ones, though?
Roscoe Dash?
Nah, I was all the way turned up was cracking, too.
Yeah, Travis Porter
was cracking, too. But it was some old niggas from the hood that was cracking at the time. But it'll come to my head. I ain't going to stress it out because they had a hit. But Kwani Cash, all of them had their little moment. Man. All that was Club Crucial, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. And he came on the Smash on Who and all that shit. Even though it was a diss song to some of my homeboys from her home, so I ain't trying to bring that up, but it was hard, though.
So Lotto, she got big, like, from a show, right? Did she get big from like a...
She was on some rap competition.
That was her first time being on...
But people had kind of already knew her a little bit, I think, from just like around the city from like, you know, because she had been rapping since she was like a kid, I think.
So she was like...
So she was locally known, but I think like on the wide scale, the show was what really like garnered in a lot of attention for her.
So that's dope that the show like produced...
But it did, but I don't think... I didn't know about Lotto from a show. It probably boosted her in Atlanta as far as working with like... I feel like the show didn't make her. She just came out of left field. But people knew that was Lotto because what she was doing on the show is not the... She was just becoming a grown-up. It was like teens and rap type shit. So, like, that grown-up Lotto is just her never quitting and sticking with her ambition and dream. And that's what you get out of that.
Right.
Because I like the show. I can't tell you, like, oh, yeah, oh, that's Lotto from the show. Like, no, that's Lotto.
That's Lotto that who got them motherfucking hits.
Because
then she was really putting out, like, the music. Like, Moo-Wop, I love that song.
Her and
with Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
Wasn't she, like, tripping on, like, she had a beef with Coi Leray, too? Or, like,
fuck that. No, I was saying why the fuck did you put the blood out again? But no, I was just, you know, I'm thinking out loud, okay? That's why I'm like, nah.
Just motherfucker burnt. It started unraveling, Brick. You wrote it.
She did, my bad, bro. All right, I just did some dumb
Brick
shit.
Brick Rose bullshit. His hand go like this when he got a bad hand.
My bad.
Yeah, it did face ass.
I'm good with this one, though, nigga.
Man.
But, like, yeah, no, Lotto and Coi Leray do got a beef. I wasn't trying to stop you. Go ahead.
They still have a beef?
Well, they had a beef.
I thought they squabbled.
The reason why, that's why I looked down. They say that Coi Leray and them got up on Lotto and them. And Lotto was alleged team was about to call the police.
Allegedly.
I don't know. That was the story that came out. And then they was tweeting like, Coi, I don't know how to say her name.
Coi Leray.
So
I call her Coi Leray all the time.
Now it makes sense. I'm just thinking about it. Since Lotto been beefing with Ice Spice, Coi Leray like put out a tweet like, "Our rap beef is lame" or some shit like that. Like, so it makes sense
because she ain't in this one.
Yeah, I guess so.
This is a big one.
So who?
It's a big rap beef. You was in the other one. Cause all rap beef. Cause I see bitches like you chimed in because you wanted somebody to say, "Girl, fuck you." Like, bitch, fuck you. And, So where was you going?
Let's go into man mistakes acorn for gunshots.
That was some bullshit. Cause how did that even happen?
What was that about?
Okay, so I actually caught wind of this. I seen this. It let's just say like there was a guy that was in a police car already. And he was inside the police car. Some kind of way this man assumed that maybe the acorns falling on top of the car or wherever they was falling at was gunshots. And he unloaded the clip, basically.
With the police officer?
Yes. And the man was in handcuffs in the car.
And killed them?
No.
Whoa.
By the grace of God? Whoa. Watch. Watch this.
Guess what? It's in Florida. Man, Florida has the craziest gun laws. You can just shoot anybody you want and get away with it.
Shots fired!
Oh, is it a black dude? Is he black dude? Oh, no. This is crazy, bro.
I'm here!
What are you doing, you dumb bitch? You all on the ground? You about to load another clip? You bitch ass nigga. Ain't nobody shot back here.
I shot through the car.
He shot through the car. You fucking bitch.
Imagine being in the back seat, though.
Look at him. He's not on his feet yet with his bitch ass.
No, fuck.
He's still rolling on the ground, bro.
Just thinking about going to jail and you just.
And he just gets the dump.
You know, and the nigga just start airing that motherfucker out. You was like, you trying to just take John? Like, whoa. You think the police helping you?
That's not
you,
funny.
But you don't even know that the police is
police
after you.
Airing your ass the fuck out. Your ass going
in
to jail with shots.
The police vehicle. Man, that bulletproof. Please say they got bulletproof vehicles.
That is.
Oh, he wasn't shooting at his own vehicle. I thought somebody in the back seat.
What is no?
What's going on? Okay.
Okay, so, let me read this.
Give me.
Shots fired! Shots fired! Shots fired!
That motherfucker's
trying to move. Shots fired!
That nigga in the room.
I'm here!
He shot through the car. He said, how the fuck you act like you shot in the comments? It's like
he crawling and shit like somebody just shot him. I hate him.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Policeman, this is poor policeman acting in poor performance. Like, what happened to him? Like, he didn't see a gun. Nobody else starts shooting back at him.
Somebody told my wife, he's screaming and gargling in pain.
That is
crazy. He really
believes
he was shot. That's crazy.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm about to say, so how do you feel about the police violence and how they can use their weapon whenever the fuck they want to and not? Cause you brought this up, right?
What, this?
Yeah. But what I'm about to say, how do you feel about?
I mean, honestly, it's just disheartening, you know, because we are raised to like respect and admire the police, you know, like that they're supposed to like protect us, you know. Mm-hmm. That's how we're supposed to be raised, or we're supposed to view the police like that. But then depending on where you live or how you were raised or what you were involved in, you may have a skewed perception of who the police are or are not. And so, I don't know. I just feel like it's real fucked up, like how they can just pretty much do whatever they want to people. You know, like they really are above the law to a certain degree, you know? So I just really think it's fucked up.
And these be the motherfuckers that was the most lamest motherfuckers in school.
It's like an abuse of power.
Yeah. Because I haven't, let me not even say that.
Yeah.
What was you about to say?
How you
I'm
feel?
Not going to say it. Yeah. I have a cousin that's a sheriff now.
You said what?
He said I have a
sheriff. And he got, like, this is not funny because this is real shit. And supposedly, I just heard this shit. I hit the flow when I heard it. I ain't gonna lie. But because I didn't know about it. I heard about him becoming a sheriff, and I'm just like, God damn, nigga, God damn, you want to be a professional snitch? God damn, that shit is crazy to me. So when you start becoming a sheriff or whatever, you got to work as a CEO in the jail, and they got up with his ass, man. They got up with him and tore him up and bust on him.
Yeah,
with bro.
The Mexicans?
I don't know.
I
got that story from a family member, and I haven't talked to him about it. Yeah. I hope he's not watching this.
It's not funny.
What?
So basically, he got into an altercation because as a sheriff, you have to work inside the county jail for a second. Mm-hmm. So he got into an altercation with the inmates where they ended up stabbing him.
I'm not that lame. I knew what he meant when he said he got busted up.
No, I'm just telling you the whole situation. Yeah. I didn't know if he was talking in Crip lingo the whole time. So I
understand everything.
Yeah, no. So yeah, that's what I'm about to say. At the end of the day, cousin, you picked a hell of a profession. They forgot to tell you about that part.
I swear.
So is he going back?
Huh?
Is he going back?
I don't know. He's a Raider fan.
Oh, he's finna hate. Bitch ass nigga.
Did you say he's a Raider fan?
Yeah, he said he's a Raiders fan. What that plus
anyway,
to be?
But nah, I'm just saying. Anyway, that's funny. It's just funny. It's not funny. That is not funny. I don't know. I didn't try to bring it up. It's sad.
They was gonna try to kill him.
No, but I know
they
him.
Wasn't gonna try to.
I personally, why are we talking about this?
You brought it up.
No, he does this. This is what he does. I tried to leave it alone and put it in my goddamn back pocket. You know what I'm saying?
I just wanted to know what happened, brother.
Okay, yeah. So boom. Y'all know Beyonce released 2 country songs?
Yeah, and I was absolutely surprised that it didn't do the numbers I thought it was going to do. But she looks good in those videos.
This ain't Texas.
I didn't see it.
Down.
See, I don't know the words. Yeah, I'm not.
See, that's some
but
down south.
If you
south,
like it, I love it.
That's some down south.
This ain't Texas.
You know, down home style music, and I feel like you know that's kind of so all the Beyonce, the Beehive. They
can
go
you,
crazy.
Can
for
you
it.
Look up the view? I mean, I don't know if I'm tripping. Because Club Shay Shay been going crazy. I don't get these type of views, so I'm not like... No, not... It, I don't know if it's that one. I'm talking about the one where she got the black with the titties almost coming out.
Just type
it's,
in.
It's one of the two songs. Because I don't know which how many views the first one, whatever one y'all talk about. I don't think I heard that one. I seen the other one, and it had 5 million views in 8 days, and I'm like, this is B. I'm thinking we at 60 million right now. I'm thinking they hating. They throwing their algorithm. I'm a part of the Beehive. So don't say I'm saying it because I'm surprised that it's not.
Do y'all hear
I'm
this?
Thinking they fucking up. Yes.
Brick is a part of Beehive. So imagine Brick, top of the morning, waking up.
Mm-hmm.
And just throwing on single ladies. And he in there with his goddamn dreads in the mirror. Just imagine his stupid ass. The fuck out of here talking about he in the Beehive.
I'm a part of the Beehive. I like Beyonce. Like, I ain't
shout
know,
out to the B. Wait.
I ain't gonna come swarming and come get you, but it's like if I gotta choose B over anybody else, you don't want smoke.
I don't want no smoke with the B.
That's what I'm about to say.
Especially no jumper.
I kinda do want smoke with the B. If y'all gonna follow me first. No.
We don't want no smoke with the B.
Hell no, though. But I personally, like out of the singer females, Beyonce makes herself so exclusive. And, like, it could be regular shit, but the way she do shit is never regular. She goes on tour. She makes you wait. You're drooling out the mouth for the next song. It's like she got the whole world by the balls, like, literally.
I don't know if I'm the only person thinking about this, but, like, how long is her run going to keep going? Like, she going to go into, like, the Patti LaBelle. I'm not saying that she's, like, I mean, I know she's older now. So... No. Does that like? Do you get into like a Patty like?
As long as that voice work,
right?
As long as because she don't have to. As long as she can move around a little bit in that voice, but she don't really have to come out with no new hits.
She's about to do a residency in Vegas.
Oh
That's what I'm saying.
How much they gonna pay her at night?
That's gonna be crazy. Vegas is gonna go crazy. It's gonna be.
Can you pull up the video that I was talking about? I think that's where you can't find it. What is it? What is it at now? Yeah. What is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's called Texas Hold'em. What's the view count at now? Like, oh wow, in 12 hours. No, it was just at fucking 5 million, and it's 8 days. But yeah, shout out to the
right.
No, it is viral though. Yeah. I like it.
This ain't Texas. Can we hear a little bit of that?
No. Oh, they will turn this live off. We do that shit.
Really?
they might shock this motherfucker. The whole building go out. Electricity. Shit.
All right. What's... Yeah.
So, who is this? Desi's.
Okay, so you know the comedian Desi?
Oh, Desi Banks.
Yes.
Yeah, I ran into him a few times.
So there was this post that came out, and I didn't read the whole thing, but basically the headline was like, oh, Desi Banks' girl told him that when he was like on the rise, or like when he was really trying to figure out the comedy thing, that he needed to get a job because his comedy wasn't paying the bills at the time. And then, you know, shit happens, and now he's a millionaire, but he's not with that same girl.
She, that's what she gets. Mm. She didn't see the vision. Shame on you.
Oh my God.
Shame on you.
You should have stayed down for the crown, baby. You should have stayed down for the crown. You should have believed in me. You got to believe in my, you got to believe in me. You should encourage me.
Would you be mad that a nigga shook you? Did they? All right. So
y'all niggas is tripping.
Oh yeah.
Oh, y'all niggas tripping. No.
So you can't hold it down until I get my goals.
So when you went on Bad Girls Club, that nigga that told you, bitch, you wasn't gonna be shit, no way, bitch. Anyway, what you think? Bad Girl Club just changed your motherfucking life, bitch. Like, fuck you, bitch. I got this money. And now look at you now. Is it you still with him? Cause I know you went through that.
Actually, I didn't.
It wasn't
you. So you haven't shitted on nobody like,
You see me on baddies, nigga. Cap.
I mean, it's plenty of niggas out here that I'm like, oh yeah, nigga, fuck you. It's plenty of niggas out here that is fuck them every time I see them. But it was never about niggas not believing in me, like on my rise to come up or no shit like that. So I mean, I was really like being funny when I said that. But no, ain't no nigga never been like, no, you know what? I'm lying. There was one guy when I was probably like 22. It was this one guy. He was an accountant, and I was going to school for accounting, but I was just, you know, I was already like popping in my city. I used to live in Houston, so I was already like popping in the city. I was already known. And so, you know, even with me doing like my little modeling or being in videos or, you know, doing little shit like that, like he asked me, he was like, is that all you're going to do? Or like, what else are you going to do? Or like, why do you want to do that? Like some shit like that, like basically asking me like why I wanted to model or like why I felt like I wanted to chase my dreams on some shit. And
So
I mean, yeah, actually a guy actually has asked me that before.
So what do you think that that entails, like with you, like as far as
where is the liquor? Why is the energy like this?
We never had no liquor.
That's why we up here sitting like this. I don't know. You up here asking.
It's a sick episode.
It's a sick episode. We supposed to be going crazy.
They can see us without
episode
some liquor.
Episode 6.
One time.
I knew you was finna come. But it's been a lot of time. There's
a lot of shit going on today. I can't really be drunk around here. But no, that's just. I feel like that everybody had somebody who didn't believe in them back in the day where you laughing. Like, I still got baby mamas that still pray on my downfall every moment of the day. I get text messages, God gonna stop all that motion you got, bitch ass nigga. You think you somebody. Like, bitch, you think I'm somebody. I'm doing what God got planned for me, baby. I don't know what you mean. How can he stop something that he giving me in abundance, man? There's no way possible, especially with haters like you. You ain't doing nothing but making him work overtime. You know what I'm saying? God get to work in overtime when he see the haters is out. The devil out, man, he get to work in overtime, man. I just sit back and laugh about it.
No, yeah, I definitely went through a situation like that, but, you know, we ain't gonna get into it.
Oh, Steph Curry and what's her name? Sabrina. Yeah. I always wanted to see them shoot. Did they shoot it up?
Yep. They did a 3-point contest at
the All-Star game?
At the All-Star game. And
can we show clips of the All-Star game?
They made
clips. I see clip channels all the time.
They made her shoot with a men's basketball and
yeah.
They made her shoot from the men's NBA 3-point line.
Yeah.
Instead of like her regular women's basketball. No, actually, no, I think she did get to shoot with a women's basketball.
But her range is crazy. But she had to shoot
from the men's lines. And Steph Curry only beat her, I think, by 2 points.
Yeah, her range is crazy. That ain't no excuse. Okay. She was pulling from half court in high school.
She going crazy.
Oh, it did.
Well, who did she play for?
She went to Oregon. Who she play for now? She was crazy at Oregon. She coming down pulling from anywhere. It's looking bad from right there. She don't like that right wing. She finna drown everything over here, though. She got to.
That's her. Sorry, got to. These are easier shots.
That's why she got all the money balls.
Yeah, that's the easiest shot right
it's
here.
It's not. Side ain't got no backboard.
Well, to me, that was always the easiest shot. It just seemed like it was easy to hit.
How much he beat her by? They only had one round?
Yep.
Damn, they should have went best out of three.
No, that's dope.
She would have whooped him. I think she would have got him if they would have made best two out of three. You be girl
powered out.
That's some entertainment.
Yes,
shit.
I'm always gonna have.
Can't
the
nobody
power.
Hit that super I know
that
money
nigga
ball
is
right there.
Bomb.
The star,
yeah, nah, yeah.
He is.
He got crazy.
Steph Curry, that nigga.
Yeah.
And it's dope that he would even.
Yeah, I am a Steph Curry fan. Don't get it fucked up now. Like I really fuck with Steph Curry.
No, I think it's.
But I'm gonna just always go for the girls.
It's hard that the girl can even keep up with Steph. Do you know what that means? Like, do you know what that means? Like, to lose by one to Steph?
29 points.
The fact that he accepted
it
is dope to me. And because that's entertaining.
No, she crazy. You got when we leave, we going to look up her college clips. She's like an assassin. Like, she was putting up, like, 50-point games and shit.
Oh, yeah, she's like the all-time leading scorer.
Oh, I didn't. I'm not hip at all.
Oh, that's not
her?
Which one is it? Oh, no, that other girl is the
That's Caitlin Clark. See, that's
Caitlin
Clark.
With the jump shot? Oh, that's who I'm thinking this is the whole time.
No.
That went to Oregon, right?
No.
Where's Sabrina go? No, I'm talking about Sabrina went crazy, too. She had a 50-point game. She was at Oregon when I was in jail. That's the only reason I know is it got to be Sabrina. Like,
yeah.
I didn't say nothing about the records. I just was saying she was coming down pulling, and she had the 50-point. Yeah, she's hard, too.
So this is the girl that Antonio Brown called. Yeah,
Mel Gibson.
Antonio Brown called her Mel Gibson. He's crazy. No, he called her Steven Seagal.
No, he called her Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson?
Where you get Steven Seagal from?
I don't know.
He's just making up flying stuff. So low by the airport. Oh, that's a
I don't know. Let me not say that. Yeah, she's dope. Yeah, she's dope. This is the same girl that and Angel Reese hit her with the.
Oh, that's her.
Yeah, this is the same girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she won like not one, but has a record or something that she just beat, and she did like a crazy ass like damn near half court shot to beat the record. She did some hard shit. Caitlin Clark.
Yeah,
I think that's Clark. What it is right there to the to the bottom right.
Sabrina, the OG Caitlin Clark. She was doing that type of shit. She, Oregon, right? Yeah.
See, Brick kind of knows what he's talking about, ladies and gentlemen. He does research sometimes.
You know I'm a basketball fan. That's like, if one thing about it, I know about basketball, even if I don't watch it every day. I'm a know how I watch the clips overtime.
But you can't fuck with Wimby.
Bro.
Let's start right there.
They got Wimby with a cheat code on 2K, bro.
Wimby.
You gonna come over and gamble in 2K?
Wimby is a basketball player for the Spurs.
Okay.
That I go so viral.
7-11.
All I do is pass the ball to Wimby and just hit him with my move. And just shit on him every time I get a chance down the court. He can't fuck with Wimby. Let's start right there.
Who can't fuck with Wimby? So I've never beat you with Wimby?
He beat me with Wimby.
Wimby is the cheat code. I beat you with the Sacramento Kings. Be bad.
Cap.
Be bad. Who I beat you with? Cap. The Mavericks.
We gonna do the Twitch. We gonna do the Twitch. And
yeah, y'all gotta tap Twitch. In because we be gaming.
We be gaming for real, man.
Body slap.
Chat, y'all don't be gaming for real, man.
Twitch is the gaming.
It's like a
gaming platform, like for streamers. But I got a kick now. I don't have Twitch, so
trash.
Get it together.
Whatever.
Hey, this episode 6, man. No statements. It was a chill vibe. It was a chill vibe on purpose, and I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
And I meant to say this earlier to all Jayla fans, family, and friends. She is protected here. She's safe here. We love her here. You know what I'm saying? So y'all don't got to worry about none of that shit. My bad, Rick. Go ahead. Yeah, so we rock with Jayla. We fuck with Jayla. We team Jayla. Y'all don't have to worry about no turmoil. If it's anything, we standing on it for y'all. Straight like that.
How you coming, Jayla?
They are talking shit. Somebody created a fucking... You're a loser.
Oh,
you're a fucking
God.
Loser. How about that?
Anyway, so thank you guys for tuning in. Episode 6, and we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah.
Boom.